How much did he teach you about being an athlete?
An athlete? Every day. Every day. Honestly, you know, my friends would make jokes because after games, he would give me a call and kind of break down a game with me and let me know what I did wrong because he's such a strong coach. And then, you know, he let me know what I did right. And I think that's what always continued to let me get better and better as I continue to get older.
Now, there's a fine line right there because there's knowing that your son is doing this and you might be able to help. And then there's being that person that goes a little bit too far and pushes too hard or meddles where they're not supposed to meddle. Was it easy to walk that razor's edge in dealing with a son who was obviously very talented?
The talent is still yet to be developed to its full potential.
Of course.
But
is that true for everybody, though?
That's also like the kiss of death in terms of, like, you know, people say you have so much potential, and potential isn't realized until it's actually activated. And it may be for that moment, that game, that purpose, whatever. But can you repeat it? And the idea is if you see a mistake and you let someone continue to make that same mistake and it isn't corrected, then I've not done my job as a father, as a coach. So my job is to tell him. He knows one thing that all of my student athletes and my kids know where I'm coming from. I'm going to be fair, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be consistent. I'll hurt you with the truth, but I'll never save you with a lie. So the idea is I'll never lie to him about what his performances are, good, bad, or indifferent. But the idea is to help make him better as an individual and as a player.
At the same time, you just came in here from film. I noticed you didn't take him in with you.
You know, he does a great job of just, you know, he watches the game. And he does it as a coach. And throughout my whole career, I've been able to ask him, how many tackles did I have? What did you see? And, he's never written down the tackles. He all, you know, does everything in his head. And that's how he coached, you know, whether it be basketball, baseball, or football. He does all the stats in his head, and he has a pretty good memory. It's dwindling a little bit now, but no, it's really sharp, and it's easy for me to just kind of go to him because he sees the big picture. You know, a lot of times people get focused on the small things and they don't see the big picture, and it's easier for him to kind of just see the whole thing, see it as it develops, and I can go to him as a real source of information.